lesson three, vowel pronunciations in Kennedy-style New England speech. Most important thing for you to remember as we go on now to the specific pronunciations of the vowels is that changes in pronunciation by themselves are not going to give the impression of authenticity for this accent. That's the reason why prior to this lesson, we've looked at tone focus or resonance traits and inflectionary traits. Unless these vowel pronunciations are done properly in conjunction with these other paralinguistic or prosodic elements of speech, there's no way that they're going to give the impression of authenticity, and all they're going to do is call attention to themselves. Let's now look at the vowels. One important issue here is that in this particular style of speech, there are some differences between commonly accepted Boston pronunciation and this, and we'll see that in the first several of these vowels. The first vowel we're going to look at is the short O. The short O pronunciation in words like H-O-T, R-O-C-K, G-O-D. In most parts of New England, the short O is rounded loosely in the lips, and in most Boston accents you'll hear hot, rock, god. Most other places in the East, outside of New England, pronounces this sound as an A, rock, hot, god. The Kennedy family and other upper-class, well-educated Bostonians do not use the Boston pronunciation here. They use the ah, so it's not going to be hot rock, but hot rock, hot rock, odd, not, knock, golf, obligate, fox. He occupied the golf cart. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. Again, the major factor here, especially if you're from the East, is that the pronunciation is going to be the same as you would normally do it, and not the not that you would typically hear from most speakers in Boston. Move the fox from the rocks to the bog. Now, you'll still have the resonance focus, ah, 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 up on palate. You still have the tendency to lilt downward and pull off of the important words. The frog got groggy and hopped away. Instead of the frog got groggy and hopped away, but still with that little downward lilt. Now, there are some words that are spelled with A that tend to fall into the same category in Boston. W-H-A-T, W-A-T-C-H, W-A-S-H-W-A-N-T. Want, watch, wash, and want. Now, these will tend to round a little bit, even in Kennedy-esque speech, but they won't go quite so far into wash, what. So we'll go, what? What do you want to watch? What do you want to watch? These will round slightly more than the short O would. Normally, in typical Boston speech, these would be the same. The next vowel is another one which in Kennedy-esque speech tends to defy the basic Boston pronunciation. This is the aw sound. The aw sound in the East, and the aw is a sort of an A vowel which is spelled with a lot of different combinations. It's usually typically spelled with an AU or an A before an L or an OU or an OW or an O when it comes before an F or an S or an NG. Now, in Boston, it's usually unrounded. Applaud, laundry, sought, lofty, coffee, cough, rot, the tall author, walked very often. Lost boys often become flawless at reform school. Horses often cost more than $40. Now, in Kennedy-esque, this is going to round back again, much closer to the way it does in other parts of the East. So, here you're going to have applaud, laundry, sought, naught, draw, taught, the tall author, walked, often. Lost boys often become flawless at reform school. The dog fought the moth which he'd brought home. The cat crawled across the lawn with its hurt paw. Again, this might be, if you're from the East, fairly similar to the pronunciation, but be aware that the resonance continues to focus as it did before, and you have the option of pulling down on the stressed vowel or the stressed syllable of the word if you care to stress it in the context of what you're saying. The next of the vowels is a fairly complicated one, because it depends upon who the speaker is and where in the word the sound is for how it's going to be pronounced. This is the ah sound, ah, after basket, ample, anthem, sandwich, bath. Now, some people have the impression that all over Boston, especially in the upper class accents, that you would be hearing things like class, after, pass, can't. And it's not really true that this happens all the time. In fact, if you listen to recordings of Kennedy, you'll find that about the only words where you'll hear this consistently are C-A-N apostrophe T, can't, L-A-U-G-H, laugh, L-A-S-T, last, and that's about all. There are other words like half and answer and chance, which occasionally will have it happen. But most of the time, this is simply an ah as opposed to an ah, an ah, basket, trap, accept, master as opposed to master, as opposed to ahs or anything like that. In fact, in the great speech, the inaugural, he does not say ask not. He clearly says ask not. Now, when this sound comes before an M or an N, as in most parts of the United States, you are frequently going to hear a little bit of an air, air, the man, handed, the annual, to the admiral. Ask any bashful man in Alabama and accept his answer. You don't have to go too far with it. Sam rammed the flag into the anthill. The staff had a rash of bad habits. Again, focus the tone. Use the inflection when indicated. And do not feel obligated to try to change all of these ah sounds to ah. The chances are that you will sound wrong if you do it when you shouldn't do it. But if you miss it, it's not necessarily going to sound like an error. because there are so few times when this is actually done. Also, if you are saying a clear ah, ah, with the tongue low in the front of the mouth, it's not all that far from an ah. And because so many times we hear in the United States, ear, the simple absence of the air is going to make it sound like a nice upper-class sound, as opposed to an upper-class sound, which it doesn't have to be. The last vowel, which we'll talk about, is a diphthong, the ow, as in vowel, vowel. Now, in much of Boston speech, especially much of Boston Irish speech, this is going to contain an almost Irish O, O, instead of coward, powder, crowd. You can hear coward, powder, crowd. How about no? This Irishism, in spite of the fact that the Kennedys were Irish, does not appear in Kennedy speech. You'll certainly hear it in Tip O'Neill's speech, but not in Kennedy speech. So the ow is going to be very much of a standard American ow with the inflection and the tone focus. So don't worry particularly about changing pronunciation on the ow. The loudest hound in town bow-owed at mouse. Continuing the lesson on the vowel pronunciations, we are now going to look at what happens to vowels that are followed by the letter R. Now, the first of these is the A-R combination, as in the word car and star. In typical Boston dialect, this has the very characteristic Bostonian sound of ah, car, the well-worn phrase, pack your car and have it yad. In Kennedy-esque sort of speech, this ah does not come out in the harsh Bostonian way. It comes out, like I just said it, in the word harsh instead of hash. The tongue goes back more into the ah sound, down low in the back of the mouth, instead of ah pushed forward in the mouth. So whereas in typical Bostonese you'd have mashal, hat, scaff, charge, ack, ban, in Kennedy-esque you're going to have marshal, hot, scarf, charge, ack, ban. He disembarked from the sparkling new car. Father Charles argues about the guard's identity card. Now again, you may have the drop lilt, ah, on one of these words if it is a stressed word, if you're stressing it and making it one of the more important ones. One other factor which I should mention here concerning the R at the end of the word. This goes for the AR and all of the other R's at the ends of the words that we'll look at. When the word after the R begins with a vowel, it's quite likely in all Bostonian speech, including this Kennedy type, that the R will come back in. It will not drop. For example, you would say, park the car, park the car. But if you said park the car in, it wouldn't be car in. The R would come back in between the vowels. Park the car in Harvard Yard. If you said, are they there? But if you said, are all of them there? The R would come back in. The next of the vowel R combinations is in words which are usually spelled with O. R, or sounds. Now, once again, there is a difference between This style of Massachusetts accent and the typical Boston dialect that you hear most of the time. In most Boston accents, the O-R sound is going to change to an A-R. So instead of four score, you're usually going to hear four scar. 14 bawd sportsman. Now, in this style, Kennedy style, you're going to stay rounded. 14 bawd sportsman. The lips are still going to come out and round. So instead of far, daw, maw, paw, four, daw, maw, paw. 14 bawd sportsman adorned the shore. 40 gory creatures pawed through the French doors. The spores were found in the core of the ornament. Now, core of, again, is one place where you have a vowel following the R, so the R can come back, found in the core of the ornament. Now, on some of these R pronunciations, when you have the drop stress lilt that we were talking about on the other side of the tape, on some of these, there can be a slightly alternative pronunciation, and the O-R is one of them, although normally it would be 14 bawd sportsmen adorned the shore. If you want to put a great deal of emphasis on a word with one syllable that has an O-R, or a word that has the O-R in the final syllable, then you may get O-A. Owa as a pronunciation. So the alternative pronunciation would be 14 bawd sportsmen adorn the shower. The shower. But that's only going to happen if it's a particularly stressed word and you're doing it in conjunction with that drop lilt. It could happen on any of the words in that sentence where the O-R was either in the only syllable or the final syllable. It could be 14 bawd sportsmen adorned the shower. Don't overdo this, but it is one feature which can be very, very characteristic of this style of Massachusetts speech. You could say the spores were found in the collar of the ornament. Now, you couldn't do it on ornament. It couldn't be ornament because that's not the last syllable or the only syllable of the word. The Concord poured forth exhaust. Or the Concord poured forth exhaust. You can't overdo this. Be very careful not to overdo it. The next R following vowel is the oor, oor, poor, tour. Now, again, most of the time, unless it's followed by a word beginning with a vowel, the oor is going to become oor, oor. You are sure you can endure the long tour. It's secure. We found a cure. This one, because it already has two syllables in the diphthong there, ua, ua, is going to have the same pronunciation, regardless of whether it has a drop lilt or not. So it's going to be pua hunters offer no alua to nua sure shots, or pua hunters offer no alua to nua sure shots. You can make the lilt bigger or smaller on this particular ua, but it's going to be basically the same pronunciation. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure, or makes Salk's name endure. It can stay on one pitch or go down with the additional stress. The next R vowel combination is air, air, hair. And again, this one has two possibilities depending upon whether the drop pitch is in it. Air, and air is rare. And, of course, the R will come back in. Air is rare, with the vowel following it. An air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. Now, if you do drop pitch on this one, you can almost go air. An air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. Where did the polar bear go? Or where did the polar bear go? Again, be careful that you don't do the drop pitch on too many words in one sentence. This is air on one level or air if it does the drop pitch. The flu scare was really hard to bear. The flu scare was really hard to bear if you put the additional stress on it. Another combination is the ear. Ear, or ear, like in jeer, clear, and appear. This is going to be jeer, clear, appear. Again, this already has a diphthong in it. The pronunciation will be the same with or without the drop pitch. Never fear, the wheel to steer is near the gear shift. Never fear, the wheel to steer is near the gear shift. Again, the only thing you want to be careful of, the wheel to steer is, you're going to keep the R in that one because the is following the R drop brings it back. Be sincere, my dear. It's a queer world. Be sincere, my dear. It's a queer world. You can see that the pronunciation is basically the same with or without the drop pitch. A keg of beer appeared near the rear window. A keg of beer appeared near the rear window. Again, beer appeared. That R is going to come in because of the vowel following what would normally otherwise be the R drop. The last of the vowel R combinations are the words which are pronounced er, the typical ER in the non-regional dialect. Now, of course, this ER can come at the end of a word, runner, brother, worker, runner, brother, worker. And it's just a straight R drop, runner, with an at the end. The burglar and his helper made a clamor. OR words typically will end the same way as if they were ER. My mother, my sister, and my brother went away. The runner staggered over the hill. There are ERs which are not necessarily spelled with ERs, but where the ER sound comes in the beginning or middle of a word. Now, this one, in a heavy Boston accent, a typical Boston accent, would be erd, bird, word. The early bird catches the worm. In the upper class, the Kennedy-esque sort of speech, you're typically going to get a little bit of an R coming in on this one. Instead of earth, earnest, first, the Kennedys usually had a little bit of the R flavor there. Earth, first, earnest, search, the vowel, search, and then finally getting a little bit of flavoring of that R. This is the only one of the R following vowel sounds, which in Kennedy speech typically is still pronounced as the R, except in those other situations which we mentioned before, where the word with the R drop is followed by a word starting with a vowel. Now, Herman was the first to win 30 games. He searched the world for a perfect curve. Again, even on you can still have the drop pitch if you wish to give additional stress to the word. The girl caught a perfect fish with an earthworm. there are two more vowels we need to look at closely. Because although these vowels don't really change in pronunciation, they do have a slight change in pronunciation if and when they are stressed with the down lilt or the extra stress lilt. One of these is the short I, eh. Now, normally you would say mill, still, flip, lift, hint. Now, if these words were in stress position, it could come out mill, meal, steal. And we do that today, steal. We're going to jump off the end of the board and do a flip. And when I count three, I want you to pick up that weight and then lift, lift, lift. Again, this does not happen all the time, only in special stressed positions. Look at some sentences here. I intend to split the pit. Or, I intend to split the pit. Or, I intend to split that pit. It doesn't have to happen. The infant twitched and gripped the crib. Or, the infant twitched and gripped the crib. Or, not at all. The infant twitched and gripped the crib. Use it sparingly, but when it's important, use it. The same thing happens on the short E, the air. Again, as with the I and as with all of the other factors before, this change in pronunciation will only happen on these two vowels if it's a one-syllable word or the vowel is in the final syllable. You could not do Ed rented the penthouse, but you could do Ed rented the penthouse at an exorbitant price. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. Or 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. Now, you can't really do the twainy because that is not the last syllable. Ben was a general from Tennessee. Or Ben was general from Tennessee. September 7th was a red letter day. Or September 7th was very red. This is much more likely, this down lilt on these individual vowels or on anything is much more likely to happen at the end of a phrase. But that is not a steadfast rule. The only other comment I want to make here is that, again, you should be reminded that any sound, any syllable, any word can get extra stress. It can happen easily on the diphthongs, on the O, on the A, on the I. So, for example, it's a great day, and almost two-stage vowels, those diphthongs, it's easier because you do it right between the two stages. Great day. I'd like you all to go home, or I'd like you all to go home. I'm fine right now, or I'm fine right now. And we're going round and around the town, or we're going round and around the town. It's very easy for this to happen on those diphthongs. You should probably review all of these vowels, the way that the pronunciations change, how they are different from General Boston, and what the optional alternative pronunciations are on some of the vowels when they are used with a drop lilt and when they are not used with a drop lilt. For now, though, that's the end of the lesson on the pronunciation of vowels in the upper-class, Kennedy-esque, Massachusetts dialect.